Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Europe's third largest tour operator, FTI Group, filed for insolvency in Germany this week. Now, that resulted in either the full or partial cancellation of trips booked through its subsidiaries. And at the beginning of the travel busy summer season, many holidaymakers have been arriving for trips where they're being asked to cover accommodation and transfer costs that they've already paid for. And you might have heard some of this on Liveline yesterday. Paul Hackett is CEO of Click and Go Travel Agents. He joins me on the line now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Claire.
So you're dealing with the fallout from this, are you?
Yes, and I have to say, we and Irish travel agents and members of the Irish Travel Agents Association seem to be dealing with this in the appropriate way and ensuring that the consumers have a great holiday and aren't being asked to double pay.
Yeah, because some people are arriving at the hotel check-in desk and they're being told to pay again for their accommodation or that their accommodation hasn't been booked and it's gone.
And that is what's happened. Like, FTI are a very, very large company. They have over 200 subsidiaries. And it's those subsidiary companies that are impacting Irish consumers, because travel agencies book through those accommodation providers to put the holiday together.
Okay.
But the reality is, you know, if you're staffed and you're resourced as a travel company, you should be able to deal with these things. The consumer's holiday is the ultimate protection. They should not be asked to pay again. If they're being asked to pay again, they need to contact their travel company. The travel company should be available, and the travel company should be making the payment directly to the hotel. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have been doing in Click and Go. That's what other Irish Travel Agents Association members have been doing. But some people are not doing that because they're not geared to that level of customer service. But from a consumer protection point of view as well, consumers are very well protected. The Package Travel Directive protects consumers across all of Europe for these situations. So where consumers have been let down by their travel company, the Package Travel Directive is there to protect them. But a better protection is booking with the travel agent who is contactable, who is available, who has the customer service resources to look after the customer. And that's what does not seem to have happened in some cases.
And what should people do if they arrive at the hotel and they're asked to pay?
They should immediately contact their travel company. That's the number one. And the travel company should then pay. And that's what we have had. This week, when you travelled, that subsidiary collapsed. We have had people in the destination who have been approached by the hotelier and said, look, the company who has the reservation here is no longer trading. You need to pay us. The consumer contacts us because we're available 7 days a week, as are, you know, most members of the Irish Travel Agents Association. And they are then paying directly. Like, it's very easy. Get the hotel on the phone, give them a credit card, make a bank transfer. What I was hearing yesterday was that was not happening in the cases that were outlined on the Joe Duffy show yesterday.
So, yes, some people cannot get in touch with their travel operator or the entity that they booked their holiday through. And they're in a bind because they probably are going to have to hand over the cash if they can't make contact with that operator.
In all likelihood, yes. And, you know, that's what customer service is about. That's what booking with an Irish travel company is about. You know, having an Irish phone number and a .ie on your website does not mean that that company is accessible, answers the phone to you, provides good customer service and looks after you. You know, Irish consumers do need to focus more on who they're making the booking with. They should be booking with members of the Irish Travel Agents Association. We have an incredible code of conduct in terms of the customer service that we must deliver. And, you know, I was at an event last night talking to numerous of my colleagues in different companies. They're all working and resolving this. Our customers shouldn't even know about this. That's how it should be. But where companies rely on chatbots or where they don't have somebody at the end of the phone, like when you have a problem on your holiday, you need to be able to pick up the phone, talk to a real person, get them to listen and get them to resolve the problem.
Well, that's the whole point of booking through through a travel agent or a tour operator, isn't it?
And, you know, that's why, you know, consumers should go to the ITA website, look at who the members are. They should go to the Irish Aviation Authority website and look at, you know, the protection piece that's there. How am I protected? Is that company licensed in Ireland? If you have an Irish registered company, they're licensed in Ireland. They have a presence in Ireland. You know where they are. You know, if they don't have a license, they may have financial protection, but that doesn't mean they're going to look after you when a situation like this happens.
So people who are booked to travel this weekend now, should they just be double checking that everything is paid for, above board, signed, sealed, delivered?
They should take it that you know, reputable travel companies are going to look after them. There should be no issues with them in terms of arriving at accommodation and having accommodation cancelled. If that happens, they need to contact the travel company right away and get that resolved. But from our consumer side of things, we have dealt with any bookings that were cancelled by the subsidiary collapse. So our consumers are not going to have a problem. Our TAA member clients are not going to have a problem. So from that point of view, I think if you're booked with an Irish Travel Agent Association member, if you're booked with an Irish licensed travel entity, your holiday should go as planned. Mm-hmm. If you're not, you really do need to speak to that company, get hold of that company. And that's where the challenge is. They may have a .ie on the website and they may have an Irish phone number, but they're not answering the phone.
Okay, so how do people... So this is the advice. You need to check that you're with a company who has an Irish license. So tell us how we check that.
So the Irish Aviation Authority website has a list of all the entities that can sell travel. Travel, not only is there great consumer protection, but it's a very regulated industry. So we have to provide the Irish Aviation Authority with all of the requisite financial protections. Irish registered companies, which are companies that are Irish based, have a license. Non-Irish based companies don't have a license. They have the financial protection, but it is the clear differentiator for you to know, is that company based in Ireland or not? If they're based in Ireland, it's very easy for you to contact or to get hold of that company.
Okay, so the Irish Aviation Authority is where you go to check, the website.
The website, and also go to the ITAA website, the Irish Travel Agents Association, and check search for a travel agent. It's on the homepage. Our code of conduct means that the customer service is there and is guaranteed, because you can't be a member of the Irish Travel Agents Association without ensuring that customer service is there. Like, we want our customers to have a great holiday. Everybody wants that to happen. But travel companies need to understand that the service piece is really, really important.
Okay, well, look, good advice there, and people can check before they head off. Paul, thanks so much. Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go there. Now, the search for the missing well-known doctor and intermittent fasting guru Michael Mosdy continues in Greece. We'll get the very latest from there next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.